Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Chris Sedens. It is our top local story now. CBS 2 is reporting that Southern California Edison has started shutting off power to about 4,500 customers in L.A., San Bernardino, and Ventura counties. More than 130,000 customers have been given notice that they might see their power cut. Edison spokesman David Song tells KNX the utility wanted to warn customers as early as possible.
But one thing we're doing to put our customers first is to really minimize the impact of PSPS for our customers, balancing that with public safety. So we are being thoughtful about trying to minimize the footprint of any de-energization and only taking out customers that we really feel that need to be de-energized.
He tells us the outages may be ordered very quickly over the next couple of days, and in some cases, customers already put on notice may get no further advanced warning. As the day wears on, the wildfire danger ramps up here in Southern California. LA officials are trying to reduce the danger with parking restrictions, brush patrols, and by clearing out some homeless camps.
We could be dealing with some pretty fierce winds in some locations, and those winds could fan any flames that erupt, and authorities have already started moving the homeless out of camps in the San Fernando Valley because of fears that somebody could spark a blaze. LA City Councilman Joe Buscaino.
They are a threat to public property, private property, and it's important for us to preserve homes in and around these high-risk fire zones.
LA police will take the lead on evacuating the homeless under a red flag alert. Margaret Stewart is with LA City Fire.
You often hear about red flag warning coming from the county, but that is separate and distinct from the LA City red flag.
Because of the potential danger, parking may be prohibited on some narrow streets in the high-risk fire zones to keep the routes clear for emergency vehicles. In the Sepulveda Pass, John Baird, KNX 1070.
Those winds beginning to gust across portions of Southern California. Scott Larimore with the Weather Channel looks at what we can expect over the next 24 hours.
Wind speeds picking up and coming out of the mountains towards the downtown and all the way to the coast for this afternoon, tonight, and tomorrow. We're under a wind advisory until 3 p.m. Friday, and it's not until the weekend that we can sound the all clear. High wind warning for the mountains through 3 p.m. Friday. Remember, wildfire safety. Keep vehicles off dry grass. Avoid activities with open flames and avoid power equipment that may create sparks. Ready, set, go. If evacuations are issued, be prepared to move quickly. I'm meteorologist Scott Larimore, KNX 1070.
Planned power outages due to the heightened fire danger conditions, prompting the closure of the Cal State San Bernardino main campus and several schools in Ventura County. Campus police at San Bernardino State announced that all classes and business operations have been suspended for the day. The Palm Desert campus remains open. The Fillmore Unified School District in Ventura County says all schools in its district and office will be closed today and tomorrow as well. Back now to word that SoCal Edison outages to prevent wildfires are underway. More on the breaking news from Kara Finstrom of CBS 2.
We just spoke with folks here at Edison. They tell us that these winds are gusting stronger and sooner than they anticipated. So they say 4,500 customers have now had their power shut off in LA, Ventura, and San Bernardino counties. The company says it is doing its best to notify people when they first learn a precautionary shutdown might take place and then when it becomes imminent.
So there are circumstances where we may not be able to get them notice 1 to 4 hours prior to, but they get at least every day an update. Our website, SEE.com, it's slow. And the reason it is because there's a lot of customers going to the site.
So we just came out of an emergency operations center of sorts. Lots of monitors, computer screens in there. Crews are carefully monitoring the winds right now. About 400 weather stations have been set up across Edison's service area so that they can track conditions like the wind speeds and the humidity levels.
We're also getting word at the shower from the CHP that there are very strong winds affecting the northbound 5 freeway between the 14 and State Route 138. This is in the northern reaches of L.A. County. Drivers, particularly those in high-profile vehicles, are being urged to use extreme caution. Pacific Gas and Electric is continuing power shutoffs today, this time in Kern County. That's affecting about 4,000 customers. All told, the utility has a shut-off power to more than 730,000 customers. Jeff Smith with PG&E tells KNX the shutoffs are so widespread because transmission lines serve so many customers.
Because some transmission lines were in areas that were experiencing adverse weather conditions and real and fire risk weather conditions, if customers that were fed off those lines, we needed to implement the power public safety power shut off to those areas. And so that's why there are some customers who may not be experiencing severe winds that did have their power shut off.
Scott McClain, Cal Fire, says even if wind gusts aren't heavy where you are, you have to be prepared.
We've always educated, informed the public in reference to wildfires, how to be prepared, what to do in case of and what to do after. Now we're stepping into another realm as far as power shutoffs.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.